Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about extensive versus intensive. Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Extension Beef Cattle Specialist Dr. Dave Lawman has conducted some research looking at various ways to approach the grazing systems that you might be able to utilize on your farm or ranch. According to Dr. Lawman, there's either the extensive approach of a moderate grazing over a large number of acres, in other words, about 13 acres for every cow-calf unit, or you can go to a more intensive approach where you're using some cropland to actually cut down on the number of acres it takes of your grazing land.
Well, we decided to look at ways where we could get the same, get as much beef production from less acreage. And the way we chose to go about doing that was use 1 acre of cropland. Of course, it's more productive, and so we use forage grown on the cropland as either a supplement or a summer forage source. And of course, during the summer, we grew a cover crop. During the winter, it was wheat that we limit grazed. And so that's the intensification, is basically using that 1 acre of cropland about 6 months out of the year where the native rangeland could rest.
That's the intensive system. Now, the more extensive system talks about more land with minimum inputs.
Yes, in the extensive system, we used a moderate to low stocking rate, which in our part of the country is about 13 acres per cow-calf unit. And a lot of people graze heavier than that, but they also feed a lot of hay. And so the extensive system was designed to minimize inputs. So very little hay feeding, just a little bit of protein supplement during the winter.
OSU's Dr. Dave Lawman, who says that standing forage is a real important consideration. You need to have that to make the extensive system work. The intensive system has got the ability to give you more pounds of beef, he says, but it does cost more money per animal.
There's no question the intensive system, we got more production, a lot more production. Calves in the summer weighed another 100 pounds, and the cows were a full body condition score, fatter, fleshier. But it was expensive. The first year, the expense nearly offset the increased production, so it was almost a break even. The second year, we have inputs coming back from the intensive system, in other words, hay produced from the cover crop, that's going to reduce our costs further. So we'll see over time. But there's no doubt the extensive system with low, moderate to low stocking rate, it's low input, and those cattle made a lot of money the first year because there's very little input and fairly high production to begin with.
You can contact Dr. Lawman at the Animal Science Department at Oklahoma State University if you want more details. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.